Have you ever needed God's help and found that his way of helping you is not necessarily what you had in mind? I think we all do that. Such was the case of Naaman in our passage this morning. Our scripture comes from 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 through 14. Let's read it together. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and in high favor, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Now the Syrians, on one of their raids, had carried off a little girl from the land of Israel, and she worked in the service of Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "Would that my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria. He would cure him of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his lord. Thus and so spoke the girl from the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, "Go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel." So he went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 changes of clothing. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent to you Naaman, my servant, that you may cure him of his leprosy." And when the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Only consider and see how he is seeking a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent to the king, saying, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come now to me, that he may know that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stood at the door of Elisha's house. And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman was angry and went away, saying, "Behold, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call upon the name of the Lord his God, and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" So he turned and went away in rage. But his servants came near and said to him, "My father, it is a great word the prophet has spoken to you. Will you not do it? Has he actually said to you, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. From the story of Naaman, there are several truths that are important to us today. Number one, our preconceived ideas can hinder us from receiving God. Naaman, the Syrian commander, was also a leper. Being a high-ranking official from the Syrian government, with a letter from his king, Naaman went to see Elisha the prophet in hopes of being healed of this leprosy. When Naaman arrived at Elisha's house, he expected personal and immediate attention from Elisha. But Elisha addressed him only through a messenger and sent him to wash in the Jordan so that he would be cleansed from his leprosy. As we find in our text, Naaman became angry when Elisha the prophet did not even come out to see him. In verse 11, we find Naaman saying, "I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call upon the name of the Lord and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper." Notice that Naaman became angry because events didn't turn the way he expected them. Naaman said, "I thought such and such." Although the prophet of God has instructed Naaman how to be healed, he despised the prophet's instruction because the first part of his visit didn't go exactly the way he thought it should have. In other words, Naaman had envisioned his visit to the prophet to go in a particular way, and it was not happening the way he envisioned it. So he became angry. In a similar way, it is possible for us to ask God to do something for us, to help us. And when the answer doesn't come the way we think it should, in the way God meant for it to be, we become discouraged. If we're not careful, we can become discouraged when God does not answer our prayers in the way we think he should do it, or at the time in which we think he should. But my brothers and sisters, we serve a great God, and he has many different ways of answering our prayers and meeting our needs. Sometimes his help might not come the way we expect it, but often it does not help. In our text, Naaman is about to miss his appointment with God simply because Elisha didn't do what Naaman expected. Elisha did not follow the expected protocol to come out and meet him. If we want to receive from God, our part is to say yes, ask him, but also be open to receive his help, even if it comes in a most unexpected way. Even if his help does not follow the way or procedure we envisioned. As we see in the next two verses, verses 12 and 13, God's help and blessings are received on his terms, not ours. Notice what Naaman says in verse 12. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. In verse 12, Naaman basically said, could I have not done this in any other way? Could I have not been healed a different way than what this prophet is telling me? The prophet Elisha instructed Naaman to go wash in the Jordan in order to be cured of his leprosy and be made clean. Since the Jordan River was considered a much muddier, dirtier river than the rivers of Damascus, these instructions did not make sense to Naaman. In his mind, he reasoned that the other rivers were better. However, the prophet's instructions were for Naaman to wash in the Jordan. Sometimes we want God's help or healing, but we want them on our terms. And we say, Lord, please do so and such for me. And we think God has to do it the way we think, but that's not always the case. He is God, and we are not. We are to let God be God in our lives and help us the way he wants. You know why? I think we should come to the deep conclusion that, yeah, God knows better than us. By doing what God instructs us to do in his word and by allowing his spirit who lives in us to guide us, we can experience what God's help is. At the council of his servants, Naaman decides to do what Elisha said, and we see that. So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. And his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. The Jordan is a river with much spiritual significance. It's one of the places where John the Baptist baptized for repentance, and later the same river in which Jesus himself was baptized by John the Baptist. We could say that the dipping of Naaman in the Jordan River carries spiritual significance for later. Since the ultimate spiritual cleansing and healing of humanity would come through with our being baptized or dipped into the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 14, we find how Naaman acted on the instructions of the prophet Elisha and received his miracle. He acted according to the word of the man of God and his flesh was restored. There are many instances in the Bible where we find that when God's people have acted on God's instructions, miracles and answers to prayers that have been. In a similar way, it is possible for us to ask God to do something for us, to help us, and when the answer does not come, There are many instances in the Bible where we find that when God's people have acted on God's instructions, miracle and answers to prayers have been the result. Some of God's instructions did not seem to make sense, but when they were acted upon, miracles happened. For example, in John chapter 2, when Jesus attended the wedding and they ran out of wine, Jesus' mother told the attendants of the wedding, "Do whatever he tells you." Jesus said to the attendants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. a miracle of turning water to wine happened when the servants obeyed Jesus' simple instructions. In John chapter 9, Jesus came across a man who had been born blind after seeing the man. The Bible says that Jesus spit on the ground and made mud with the saliva. Then he anointed the man's eyes with the mud and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam." So he went, washed, and came back seeing. What about us this morning? As we find in the story of Naaman's healing, it is possible for us to allow our preconceived ideas to hinder us from receiving God. God's help and blessing are received on his term, not ours. We also saw how when we follow God's instructions, miracles can happen, as it happened with Naaman. I invite you to consider that God might be answering your prayers in ways you did not expect. May we be open to the ways in which God moves in our lives. As I said, this was only his outline. I hope that the words that I read from Pastor Edwin touch you in some way. I'm sure he would have had a lot more to talk about. These were just, bullet points, just his outline. But I hope they meant something to you this morning.